The information provided on Dr. Tom Rozelle Live by Dr. Tom Rozelle, D.C., interview guests, show co-hosts, or substitute hosts is not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. It is for general information purposes only. Information from this broadcast should not replace the appropriate consultation and examination process by a licensed physician. Always consult your own physician prior to changing any current medical directive or prescription.
Dr. Tom Rozelle Live, right now. On 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Welcome to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. This is Dr. Tom Rozelle Live in studio, waiting to take your calls on anything that's bugging you about your health. You know what the drill is. You've tried, you've applied, you've done all kinds of things that don't seem to work very well. Well, here's an opportunity. Let's kind of, you know, look down a different avenue from a natural point of view. Give us a call, 888-630-9625, 888-630-9625. Love to talk to you. You know, you've had challenges, you've had things that have gone bad for you, and you've gone the traditional route. And diagnostically, you've suffered the slings and arrows of things that sometimes are even worse than not knowing. Well, what do I mean by that? That means that you've gone through all kinds of invasive examinations. You've gone through, you know, look up one end, look at the other, wave at each other and see how it all comes out. It's not okay. But what if in so many different conditions there was a different way, a different method, a different approach of diagnostics that in many cases far more accurate and not only to mention less invasive than anything else? So what am I talking about? I'm talking about something called thermography, thermographic imaging, and that's the detection of things that are happening, and we're going to talk about those things that are happening and how they're detected by someone who is very familiar to many of you, someone who is seen in our practice on a regular basis, but a registered thermographic technician, Dareth Painter. She's going to be doing a healthcare presentation at the Rozelle Center for Healing this Wednesday evening, the 9th at 7 p.m., and it's simply called the Body Doppler, and we're talking about thermography. Hey, Dareth, welcome. Thank you for acquiescing and, you know, finally saying yes to me.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
It's a bit difficult getting you in here.
Yes, it is.
It's like pulling teeth.
It is.
Without Novocaine. It's not.
Don't you have an alternative to that?
Yeah, actually, acupuncture.
Oh. Okay.
So, you know, well-positioned, 4 or 5 needles, you go in your dentist, and he can do anything he wants so you feel nothing.
Okay.
So
right.
We're going to talk about alternatives today. Seriously, though, you know, women go out and have mammographies. We go out and have CAT scans. We go out and have invasive procedures looking, you know, down the throat and up the other end and, you know, to try to find things. When the body is able in so many different ways to portray its image differently simply by reading heat signals and blood supply and vascular flow and so forth. And really, this is the scope of thermographic imaging. You've been doing it for many years now. And, you know, full disclosure, you are in our office and not only as our patient advocate, but also as a very high level thermographic expert. So let's talk about what thermography really is. You know, how would you describe it to somebody who says thermography, thermo what? You know, what's this all about?
Basically, what we're doing with thermography is we're looking at the body's infrared heat and we're looking to see where there's inflammation, heat, and where there's constriction. So basically what we're looking at is areas of the body that normally would be warmer or colder, and if there's any anomalies based on that. So we're doing it by simply recording the body's own infrared heat on a camera.
So it's not a matter of, so I want to get something straight for our listening audience. In traditional diagnostics, in the allopathic realm, generally, what they're doing is they're looking for damage to tissue. They want to be able to see the tissue damage. They want to be able to see the tumor. They want to be able to see the physicality of this thing. But if we take it to another step that's more important, prior to all of this stuff taking place, the body shifts in its heat signal.
Right.
Its radiation signal.
Right. What we're doing is we're looking at the body's function, the metabolic changes that are occurring in the body. We're not looking for the result, you know, essentially of what all of that function and metabolic change occurs. That's for other, you know, diagnostics to do. What we're looking at is the precursor to what everybody's worried about, the pathological process, the cancers, the, you know, whatever you're looking for that we're also fearful of. So we're trying to establish a norm for most people, and then also look to see, is there anything outside of that norm that we need to be aware of so that we can have another piece of the information that is going to add to all the other things that you do to prevent disease, prevent pathology, all of those things.
So what we're looking at is a heat signal that is altered in its normal functional state because of something.
Yes.
Okay, and that something can be anything from vascular impairment like deep vein thrombosis. It can be an aneurysmal pattern in the neck, for example, in the carotid arteries.
Absolutely.
It can be the small vessels that come to the surface of the head that are being occluded because of something that's impaired within the brain.
Right, and we can see those at very early stages before, you know, something truly becomes an emergency.
So, you know, we've talked about blood supply things, but we're also going to talk about breast tumors and other tumors that are in the body that need to have a blood supply for them to form.
Right. Now, in your office, we use the thermography primarily for establishing pain, you know, especially when you've got patients coming into the office and they have low back pain or they have arm pain, extremities, to record what degree of pain. So we're visualizing the pain that the patient is explaining, or we're looking at breast screening, which a lot of women come to me for because they're unfortunately avoiding the mammograms. So we're looking to see whether or not there's any anomalies to their normal homeostasis.
So with thermographic imaging, you're looking at function, you're looking at blood supply, you're looking at heat signals that are being altered because of a physiological abnormality or presence of something that shouldn't be there.
Right.
Okay, so, you know, when we send patients to you and you're going to take a picture of somebody's low back and there's going to be an alteration in a heat signal because of a ruptured disc or a slip disc, as we, you know, as we call
right.
it, or in the neck, the same type of thing. If there's a large amount of physiological inflammation where joint spaces are hot in an arthritic type of condition or a rheumatoid type of condition, this can diagnose or show the area of pain, irritation, straight up, but also it can be used as a monitor to actually show things are getting better.
Yes, it shows treatment efficacy. But I'll also add that it also shows constriction. Oftentimes people look at inflammation, but what we also need to look at is constriction where it doesn't need to be. And that's where you see a lot of the neuropathy, you see a lot of the, I get people, when I'm doing their hands, they're looking at arthritic patterns. Yes, I'll see the inflammation, but I'll also see where I can't even see the digits because there's no blood flow to those areas. That's not normal.
So something like an Raynaud's phenomenon.
Yes, absolutely.
You can see the slow development, or you can actually lend to the accurate diagnosis of it.
Right, because we're not seeing inflammation. We're seeing lack of function. So that in and of itself is, you know, it's confirming diagnosis that a doctor may say, well, you know, we see all of these things, but we need something more.
So when somebody says my hands or my toes get cold when the weather changes and you can feel them, they're cold, but it may or may not be a angio problem. It may not be a vascular situation. It can be other things. As we know, if the nervous system is irritated, it can cause a localized problem.
Doesn't have to be hot or cold, the temperature outside. They're constantly cold.
It's there, and it shows the blood supply is not getting to where it's supposed to be.
Exactly.
This Wednesday evening, the 9th of August, 7 p.m. at the Rozelle Center for Healing, the Body Doppler. It's going to be presented by Dareth Painter, and she's a registered thermographic imager, a thermographer. We invite you, if you've ever wanted to know if there's a substitute, if there's an option other than the procedures that you've been told that you have to go through, ladies, this is an opportunity for you to ask questions. If, you know, you're into your annual or every other year or every couple years mammographic examinations, we're going to talk about that today, by the way.
Yes.
And this is an opportunity to really find out what it's all about. Just see the images. Dareth is going to have images up. She's going to be able to show you, you know, what stuff looks like when it's forming, why it's so critical, why it's important to add this as part of your normal ongoing health evaluation on an annual basis. thermographic imaging, the body Doppler, this Wednesday evening, the 9th at 7 p.m. Be there. These are our gift to you. You know, what better way to find out how this stuff is used and why it's so important other than talking to an expert? And she is an expert. Call the office at 703-698-7117 if you'd like to talk to her today. 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. And ask whatever question you want to about this, because this should be part of your normal ongoing evaluation just as an annual basis to make sure to catch things before they happen instead of, you know, Darith, I want to get into the breast thermographic imaging in the second half of the program.
Sure.
But, you know, a couple of weeks ago, 3 weeks, time passes, could have been a month ago, there was a patient in our practice that had leg pain. And we thought that there was a problem, and we sent him to, he was going to fly.
Right. We had a patient come in and wanted to do just a general full body scan, and older gentleman, but still came in, gave me all his pertinent information. We did some scanning and had complained about some leg pain. So as part of the full body, obviously we took a look at all of that, but I noticed as we were going through that there was a significant heat signal to one of his legs, enough that when he told me he was getting ready to go on a plane and take travel into the West Coast, I felt it necessary to go ahead and pull you in and ask, okay, let's get an opinion on this before, you know, we kind of sent him off into the wild blue yonder. And your recommendation was to have him go seek medical attention before he got on that plane. Luckily, he did. He went home and in Maryland and went to the hospital, and they kept him for 2 days because he had a very significant DVT. And I don't know what would have happened had
With the pressure on flight, the increase in pressure and decrease in pressure, it could have dislodged that.
Absolutely.
And the consequences could have been deadly.
Right. And you know, subsequent to that, the individual did give us feedback on the fact that his doctors told him for the next 6 months he was not to travel, not to go anywhere until they got that under control.
It's an important imaging procedure that often detects things accurately, far more rapidly than any other form of diagnostic imaging. Now, we've got about a minute and a half before we have to go to a break. Does thermographic imaging depend on the interpreter? This is something that's been asked all the time.
Sure. To a large degree, it does. So you have to make sure that you've got a qualified medical doctor who can interpret those images. We're fortunate enough to have a group of doctors who've been trained specifically to read thermographic imaging and have very different specialties. So depending on the patient and how they present, I will send it to that particular doctor because I know that they specialize in those areas.
These guys are really top shelf. It's the company that we deal with is started by a British physician by the name of Peter Leando, and great guy, super smart human being, guy that I am always amazed when I listen to him. And you know, obviously you know him very
phenomenal
well.
Phenomenal mind.
You know, incredible human being. He's out of Great Britain, but his company reaches all over the place. But he has a group of dozens, if you will, of qualified, registered thermographic readers, if and we use that term. Coming up to a break, we're going to come back and get into this much more in depth. I'm going to talk about breast thermography. Give us a call, 888-630-9625. We'll be right back. Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rozelle here. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. Indeed, I'm in studio, 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. Have a very special guest with me today. We're talking about thermographic imaging and Darith Painter, registered thermographer working with the Rozelle Center. This Wednesday evening, the 9th, 7 p.m., she's going to be doing a lecture, a free educational health lecture. We call our in-house continuing education program. And she's going to be presenting the program called The Body Doppler. And we're talking about how thermographic imaging works and why it's so effective and why it should be part of your ongoing physical examination process as a detective. You know, there's very few things that, in my opinion, that work equally as well setting aside the invasiveness of other procedures,
sure.
Thermographic imaging doesn't have any side effects,
no.
Does it?
No side effects. What we're doing is we're recording the body's infrared heat. That is it. So there are no side effects. There's no contraindications. There's nothing other than taking a normal photograph that you and I would do with our kids and our family and friends. So, yes, there is no side effects to a thermographic imaging.
But for a thermograph to be accurate, because we're looking at body heat signals,
mm-hmm.
we're looking at the body's if you will, radiation of heat,
sure.
You know, from its core. The conditions that it's taken in have to be exact.
Yes, exactly. So you have to have a temperature-controlled environment. You can't have any outside sources of heat, such as a window, an open door, exogenous heat like a heater or an air conditioning system. So, yes, it has to be a controlled environment, and you have to make sure that the subject of the thermographic imaging tries to eliminate as much outside influence to the imaging. So, for example, in your practice, I'm the one who has to see that patient first before they are adjusted or before they have acupuncture or any type of, treatment so that I see them as they are before anything is alleviated or resolved.
You know, it's important that people understand that diagnostics are based on several things. Obviously, the procedure, the equipment.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, the environment. And thirdly, the diagnostic acume of the interpreter.
Right.
And all those things being equal, this is an extraordinarily accurate diagnostic. We're going to get into very specifics in the second half of the program. We're going to talk about how it affects the breast tissue, how it affects vascular patterns, and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
But what is thermography really good for? You know, you've done thousands of these. And if you had to say, look, these are the things that it's like dead on about, what would you
sure.
say?
As with any diagnostic tool, there are things that, they're really good for, and there are things that not so good for. With thermography, the types of things that we see in the practice that are very effective is looking at dental inflammation, looking at thyroid function, looking at immune function, looking at vascular occlusions is, what we were talking about before, looking at pain patterns. You know, how many times have you gone to the doctor and said, I've got this pain, and the old adage, well, it's all in your head. We can actually take pictures of the body and see where that pain is actually, showing, where it's demonstrating, and in some cases where it's originating. I mean, I don't know if you remember, we had one of your patients who was coming in repeatedly because they had a swollen knee. And a woman's probably in her 80s.
I do remember.
Okay. And she's like, she is active like all get out. And she's in better shape than I am. She is constantly climbing mountains, doing, golf and traveling and everything else. And this kept swelling back up. And so she came in to me and, we took the imaging and she's telling me, oh, yeah, well, now I've picked up golf again and I have an instructor and this, that, and the other. So as I was doing the imaging, I noticed, yes, there's inflammation in her knee, but also the inflammation radiated up to her hip. She then told me that I think I have carpal tunnel. I said, okay. So I gave you all the information and come to find out that her instructor was showing her a different technique, which was torquing her hip, and also the grip on her golf club was causing the pain in her wrist. So when you see that and then you worked with that instructor, you were able to alleviate that pain and that constant swelling.
It was all a matter of changing how she approached that ball.
Exactly.
So to speak.
Exactly. So, just by visualizing what was going on and looking at the source wasn't necessarily the knee. It was the hip.
Yeah. So here we have a knee problem. It had nothing to do with the knee. It had to be it was really applicable to what she was being told to do.
Right. It was that rotation of that hip causing all of the other structural pieces like a domino effect.
This Wednesday evening, the 9th of August, already 7 p.m. at the Brazell Center for Healing, Dareth Painter, registered thermographer, is going to be talking about the body Doppler, which he's going to talk about is how thermographic imaging should be part of everything that you're doing on an ongoing basis. This is one of the elements of diagnosis that our practice would not do without. It's an amazing tool. It's one that is a complement to so many other things. It sometimes will differentiate, you know, one area or the other relative to things that can not be told any other way. 888-630-9625. That's how you find us here, and how you find the Rizal Center for Healing and register for this class is 703-698-7117. Coming up this Wednesday evening, 7 p.m., right?
7 p.m.
7 p.m.
That's when I'm going to be.
It's the 9th. Mm-hmm. It's the 9th. I'm getting the two confused. You know, with everything that's going on, and then on Thursday morning, we have all kinds of things happening in the practice, and it's just this week is jam-packed at our center, so we have things that happen. The phones are coming on, and we'll be taking your calls when we get back after some very, very important messages. We're at that place of the program where we have to acknowledge those who bring you this show.
Dr. Tom Rozelle Live continues now on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rozelle here. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live in studio, 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. Love to talk to you on any subject that you have in mind. We're talking about the body Doppler. That's the name of the health education lecture at the Rizal Center for Healing this Wednesday, the 9th at 7 p.m. And what are we really talking about? We're talking about thermographic imaging diagnostics. Dareth Painter, registered thermographer, will be doing that presentation. There's a lot to learn, lots of things that you can glean from that. Give us a call and happy to reserve your seat.
Absolutely.
We have a limited number of seats available, and you know, once we're full, we're full. And otherwise, you can sit in the hallway. This office is not too bad, simply because we got glass doors, and you know we can open those up. But nevertheless, you don't want to do that. You want to be comfortable. So call us 703-698-7117. But before we get in the program, by the way, I want to thank all those people that took the time in the rainstorm to meet me out in Chantilly last Thursday evening. It was a lot of fun. Thanks for being there. It was really a nice night, and got to just kind of chat with you and talk about, you know, how the body doesn't do things under certain conditions, but more effectively how it does when you kind of eliminate others. It was a great night. I think we'll probably do one more of those before the year's out, but we'll let you know when that happens. Right now it's not on the schedule, but we're talking about it. 888-630-9625. Dareth, we had a caller, and I wanted to take that call, but it's dropped off.
Sure.
And the question was, what does it take to become a registered thermographer. So I don't know if that piece of it, or she wanted to know what the training was for the docs or so forth. But
sure.
Tell us
a thermographer, I was trained actually by Dr. Peter Leando. And I should mention there are a lot of cameras out there. There's a lot of different types of training that are out there. I chose to go with Dr. Peter Leando because of his reputation and the fact that, you know, FDA approved thermography as an adjunct to breast health screening, but they specifically approved the Metatherm camera because it's the only camera that's, you know, been approved for human and animal use. So there's another, and not to knock off other technology, but there's another camera out there called the FLIR camera that was actually used for military surveillance and for engineering to see whether hot and cold was leaking out of buildings. So as far as the training with Metatherm is, they are specifically training individuals to take the appropriate images and take down the information from the patient. So that's part of the reason I think we went with Dr. Leando and Metatherm Company, and also they have a group of doctors that have a standard. They have all been trained so that they are all talking off the same page. They're all very accomplished in their own rights. They're all over the world. They're all, you know, able to diagnose in this country as well as in other countries. But the thermographer themselves has to have some prerequisites. They have to understand physiology. They have to go through an extensive training. And then there's additional training after that, advanced training, that occurs at least once a year, and they have to be recertified.
So it's an ongoing process.
Absolutely.
It's not simply getting a camera and taking shots.
No, no. And the camera has to be checked on a routine basis to make sure that its specificity is right on target.
You know, it's important that people understand that there are many different accurate modes of diagnostics. But I want to get into this part of the program. I want to talk a little bit about things that women are concerned about.
Sure.
And we're going to talk a little bit about breast tissue. We talked about the vascular patterns in the first half of the program and how it's very significant and very accurate. And it helps us in our practice rule in and rule things out. It just adds another piece to the puzzle. But let's talk about, you know, that 800-pound gorilla in the room, you know, the breast diagnostic portion of it. Mammographic imaging is big business in this country.
Sure.
It's billions and billions of dollars.
Sure.
And the equipment itself it costs in excess of $1 million and installation and then upkeep and so forth. So anytime you get that kind of expenditure, my opinion, there's a motive to push it. But let's talk about the differences in mammography versus thermography, the accuracy rate of mammographic imaging and the accuracy rate of thermography, the accumulation of radiation, and which we know to cause cancer in mammography, and no radiation in thermographic imaging.
Right.
What's your comments?
Well, just the simple difference between the two. Obviously, it's not, thermography is non-invasive. There's no side effects. With mammography, it is invasive only because you are squishing the breast down to its lowest common denominator, at a minimum 50 pounds of pressure on the breast, which most women remember, and that's why they avoid it, unfortunately. And then you've got the rads of radiation that you're exposed to. Now, the technicians will tell you that they're very low in the amount of radiation, but that's not really the issue that most women are concerned about. It's the cumulative effects. And there are studies out there now that indicate that cumulative radiation in the breast tissue is actually causing some of the breast cancers that we see today. Obviously, as a woman, you want to try to avoid that. You want to avoid, you know, having your breast squished. You want to avoid the radiation. You want to avoid the multiple times some of these women have to do it in one setting because it's just not healthy. Now, I'm going to say something that is controversial to you, is that I'm not opposed to mammograms. I'm just opposed to mammograms being used as a screening tool. I think thermography is a great screening tool because I don't have to worry about how old the patient is. I have 18-year-olds who have a family history of, you know, breast cancer in their families, and they want to start early to establish a baseline and to monitor and be health conscious. I've got 80-year-olds who are coming in to get breast thermography to make sure, in fact, nothing, you know, occurs later on in life. So I don't have to worry about dense breasts. How many times have women been told, well, you have an inconclusive result because you have dense breasts? And if you look at the bottom of your mammogram report, it says that every time. Because you have dense breasts, we, you know, the false positive, false negative rate is affected. So, you know, I think they all play a part in your breast health. I would prefer, personally, I would do the breast thermography to see if there's anything that indicates that there is a problem, and then follow it up with your choice, MRI, sonogram, mammogram, whatever you and your doctor choose. My objection is when you go to a place and you say, I'm here to get a sonogram, and they push you into getting a mammogram.
And they refuse to do it.
They refuse to do it. And it's happened more times than I can even tell you to myself. You know, and I didn't tell them I was a thermographer, but it's that pressure that you have to do this and you don't have a choice.
You know, it's an important consideration, and I've been at this 40 years, and, you know, we've known about thermography and utilized thermography for decades now. And thing it is, and what people have to understand, is least invasive first. You know,
sure.
The Hippocrates said, you know, first do no harm.
Right.
And you have to make sure you do that. You get 50 pounds of pressure on the breast tissue, and if there's cancer cells in there, there's a chance that you can rupture those cells, particularly if it's ductal, it's in situ, and now you've got the potential for metastasis and movement throughout, instead of being able to take out that lump and get rid of it. So you have to judge this, and you send somebody out and you say, let's get a sonogram, let's see how it matches up, and then the next step. Remember what I said earlier, my opinion is that any time that you got a vested interest financially in something, you're always going to want to do something that supports that financial interest. So again, my opinion, as you go on with, you know, the side effects, I have a very good friend, that is an oncologist locally, and we got into a long conversation about, you know, cancers and diagnostics and so forth. And he said, when it comes to breast diagnostic imaging, he said, in his opinion, the error rate was so high that he would do everything he could first before he went to mammography, because it could accentuate and exacerbate the problem. And he quoted studies when we talked last that was that the false negative, false positive rate with traditional mammography was as high as 20 to 21%, and in thermography not so much.
Yeah, it's about 10.
So you know, when you're looking at the difference, here's a problem and potential damage to the woman or to anybody else who's getting it done.
Well, just even psychologically, you and I had talked about the fact that in last year, within a month apart, I had two women come in who were stage four. And when I say stage four, I'm talking, you know, one of them had the cancer that was eating through her skin. It didn't take a thermography to figure out what was going on, but it was the avoidance. She was rationalizing, oh, I'll do this, oh, I'll do that, I don't want to do the mammogram. That is criminal for women to avoid it for fear of pain and the cumulative radiation, when there are other things that you can do. And as women, we should be supporting each other for the decisions that we make and making sure that we're educated. Thermography is not a standalone. If you see that there is any suspicious activity, that report's going to tell you, follow up with clinical correlation. What that means is get a sonogram, get an MRI, get a mammogram. Remember that we're looking at function. We're not looking for structure. So in thermography, we're looking at those patternings and that indication that there is a feeder activity that is abnormal, that is the feeder to the growth of that tumor that we're looking for in a mammogram.
And here's the most important aspect. You know, when you know that the blood supply to these tumors, these cells, at some point, and by the way, they do it by throwing off their own chemistry, mm-hmm. to be able to develop localized circulation to feed them, to make them worse, it mm-hmm. shows up anywhere from 5 to 8 years
beforehand.
So right. If with that type of information, you can do things in a preventive manner well before you have to do anything.
Your survivability
invasive.
Rate will be much higher.
Much, much higher. And, you know, to answer, you know, your question earlier on, I really don't have a push away like with traditional diagnostics. I do have a push away when it comes to its first choice, only choice. This is what we're going to do or nothing else.
Sure,
and
understand.
You always want to do the least invasive first, the non-harmful first, and then follow through with anything that you can to make life different. 888-630-9625. I keep noticing the phones, and we get people coming on and then dropping off. I think we're having some issues either holding them online or...
We're just talking too much.
That could be too. This Wednesday evening, the 9th, 7 p.m., Dareth Painter, registered thermographer, is going to be talking about the body Doppler, but thermographic imaging and how it can detect cancer problems, potentially blood circulatory problems, the beginning stages of vascular occlusion, whether it's in the brain because of the superficial arterial bed that is very highly imageable. Dareth, there's one tissue that goes back and forth. In today's world, we're seeing a lot of Hashimoto's thyroiditis. We're seeing a lot mm-hmm. of thyroid autoimmune conditions.
Right.
And that thyroid's sitting right there on the skin surface. I mean, it's right underneath
right.
the throat, right?
It is. But with thermography, we actually see thyroid function right below that. And if for a thermographer or a doctor who's reading thermographic imaging, they're looking to see whether or not that function has slowed down, so hypo, hypothyroidism, or if it's inflamed or hot, which is hyperthyroidism. Same type of thing when you're looking at immune function. Immune function we see around T2 area of the back. And if you see what we call a bullseye effect, then it tells us that the immune system is compromised or it's struggling. You can probably speak better to that as far as how that relates to Eastern medicine, because as I've been told many times, there is that correlation, and you actually see it in the body.
Yeah, it's amazing how this actually will correlate to a lot of things that we know from traditional Chinese medicine, mm-hmm. and the areas that we know are immune reactive, areas that we know that have to do with viral infections and bacterial infections. They show up in the exact places that we're aware of in the energetic platform, the energetic field. Also, any kind of infection that's gum infection.
Right.
It shows like right now, sinus infections.
Yeah, so we're real time. We see things that are occurring in the body real time. I've had multiple people who will come in who suffer from migraines. And if I can get the imaging of that migraine pattern, I walk them right across the hallway to the acupuncture department, and it gives them much more information, accurate information as to where to place, the needles or how to treat more effectively.
888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. Give us a call. We'll try to make these lines work for you. This Wednesday evening, the 9th, 7 p.m. at the Rozelle Center for Healing, Dareth Painter, registered thermographer, is going to be doing a presentation on the body Doppler, thermographic imaging, when to use it, when it's necessary, what you should be aware of, and the comparisons between traditional and non-traditional events. This is really an important program presentation. It's worth your being there. You know, if your doctor's telling you that you need to have ladies in mammography every year or every other year, by the way, those standards have changed. They've changed dramatically, and if you're still doing that and your doctor's still telling you have to do that preventatively, I think I'd take
a
little different look at it.
Yeah, it vacillates now from age 40 to now 50, and not every year, but every other year.
And sometimes every 3 to 5 years,
yeah,
if you don't have a history or a family history of any kind of breast imaging. These are the things that you need to be educated on, that you should have the information in your own hands to make a difference. Dareth, the patient comes in, and we got about a minute and a half before the break. Patient comes in, and you know, we see that there is some kind of cold mass, let's say, in the breast tissue compared mm-hmm. to other areas. And in that situation, it could be a cystic formation.
Yes.
Because there's no blood supply.
Right.
What's your advice to the patient at that point?
Oh, be aware of it and talk to your doctor and let them know that, you know, this is what we've seen in the body imaging. And is it something that needs to be treated, or is it something to observe? If for nothing else, observation and keeping up and making sure that it doesn't change over time.
There's so much that can be done, can be dealt with straight up, as long as you have the information. Dareth, you know, I've sent you patients, said, listen, rule this out. I've got a suspicion mm-hmm. there's something going on. And often you'll come back and say, nope, or yeah, in fact, you're right, you got to do something with it.
Sure, absolutely. It's confirming what the patient already either suspects or their doctor has discussed. It's a great tool.
It's important that, as she said earlier, thermographic imaging is not meant to be a standalone diagnostic tool. It's put everything else together, patient history, their lifestyle, all those things, as well as things like ultrasound and other types of imaging as well. We're coming up to a break. Stay tuned. We've got more information from you. Don't go away. You listen to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rozelle here. You listen to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live, as you do every Sunday at high noon, 12 o'clock on the Eastern Seaboard. And wherever you are, you do the math. You know where you are. 3 hours from now, we have what? We have either in the middle of the ocean, but if we go west, we're out in California and every place else. And those of you listening to us from Armed Services Radio, thank you very much for your service, and thanks for listening in. Hopefully we can be of service to you as you are to us. My guest in studio, Dareth Painter, registered thermographer. We're talking about thermographic imaging as a diagnostic tool, in some situations far better, far more important than many other things. But as she has said, it's meant to be one that is used in combination. The FDA has approved it as a combined diagnostic tool. So, Dara, let's talk a little bit about, you know, what are you going to do this Wednesday evening? What's the approach that you're going to take with thermographic imaging in this presentation?
Well, obviously, I'm going to field whatever questions and application that thermography has on people's lives. I mean, this is not a new technology, if you will. It's been used for thousands of years. If you look back to 400 BC, where you've got the Egyptians who put thin coats of mud on the patient to see whether or not the mud dries in areas quicker than others so that they can diagnose and treat a patient, to what we're doing now. I mean, there are so many different applications. Obviously, we're looking at it from a health standpoint, but you know, we're using it also in ports of entry. We're using it for fever screening. We're using it for the pandemic that we had in 2009. The applications are, you know,
huge.
Are huge, yeah, absolutely. And you can use this tool to non-invasively keep track of your health and make sure that your quality of life is as great as it can be for as long as it can be. So I, you know, the things we'll cover is obviously the history of thermography, its pros and cons, you know, its specific applications. You know that I don't like to lecture to, I like to lecture with, and I will apply it to specifics as it meets the needs of the individuals who are going to be present.
Yeah, thermographic imaging is, as far as I'm concerned, cutting edge diagnostics, and it's one of these things that when combined properly and used with other modes of diagnosis can be very definitive, but more importantly can be preventative, can be early. And if you catch anything early enough, then you can do things that are not going to destroy and disrupt the body.
Sure.
You know, science today is expanding so rapidly, so mm-hmm. exponentially. There was an article, I don't know if you saw, that they're using coned thermography. And where they have equipment now that kind of looks like this tomography unit, but it's actually a thermogram.
Mm-hmm.
And what they're doing is they're able to cone in specifically with the thermographic imaging after they find it initially to be able to be very, very specific in its application. It was really curious. And getting ready for today's program, I came across it. It's a relatively
They're expanding its reach. And even in Australia, they're using it for newborns. They put the thermography camera in the bed where the infant is placed to check to see if there are any heat resonance that they need to be aware of to prevent any problems for the infant as soon as he or she is delivered.
Pelvic inflammatory disease.
Yeah, it's expanding by leaps and bounds.
This is cool stuff. It really is. If you've never had the opportunity to really check this out and find out what it's all about, and just out of pure curiosity and interest, be there. It'll be a fun night. Dareth is great to talk to, and she's really one-on-one with all of you. And when you're sitting there, you know, Dareth, I want to kind of cover a couple more areas while we have about a minute or two left here. In thermographic imaging, and when you're looking at a tumor, a development of tissue that has all the wrong signals, if you will, do you follow up? I mean, is this something that you take one and send up, or do you do something before that? What's the procedure?
What we do is when we take our baseline, especially with breast health, you take a baseline, and then I have them come back in 90 days. Why 90 days? Typically, cancer cells duplicate every 30 to 90. So we want to make sure that we catch that 90-day span to see if there are any anomalies going on. But if by chance there is a report that comes back that says we're seeing some suspicious activity, always, always, always we have a follow-up. Regardless of what the patient decides to do outside of thermography, we want to monitor that progression and then also look to see if the treatment that they've chosen is effective.
So even if they decide to do something on their own,
absolutely,
you can pick it up to see if it's reversing it.
Yes, absolutely.
When you have a patient with any kind of vascular problem,
mm-hmm.
is that also easily monitored relative to its reversal? Is it getting better?
Yes, absolutely.
So those are the most important things. You know, if you're doing something, you're doing something on your own that's, you know, perhaps not state of the art, meaning not accepted traditional standard of care, and you want to know whether it's working or not. This is a diagnostic tool that can tell you that.
Yeah, you have tangible evidence whether things are going in the right direction for you.
Isn't that cool? I mean, that's, you know whether you're doing it the right way or not. And it gives you the opportunity, if you stay on top of this thing, whether or not you need to do something else before you let it go too long.
It also lets your doctor know.
It lets your doctor know right away. And that's the whole piece. And Dareth will pick up the phone and talk to your doctor as well. And that's the beautiful piece of thermographic imaging. Dareth, thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
Thank you for being brave.
Thank you for having me.
I appreciate that. This Wednesday evening, the 9th, 7 p.m., Dareth Painter will be your presenter at the Results Center for Healing. Give us a call. We're coming up to that time of the day where I got to say, see you later, see you next week, see you next time. We love you all.